Well, that might be a relaxing sound to you and to me, but there is, in fact, a vintage row fermenting in the world of wine right now. There's anger in the vineyards of Europe and the US about plans to allow new internet addresses, .wine and .vin. Three firms have applied for the right to control them. They would then be able to sell off names like Champagne.wine or Bordeaux.vin to the highest bidder. The trouble is, none of them has the slightest thing to do with wine. One, based in Washington, is even called Donuts. And that is what has provoked a distinctly sniffy response from the international wine trade. As I heard from Daniela Zandona at the European Federation of Origin Wines in Brussels.
The fact is that three private firms that have no link to the wine sector have applied to manage .wine and .vin, and if one of them should obtain this, they will be able to commercialize them, and hence people or organizations could create personalized web address such as champagne.wine or Rioja. The problem being is that maybe these persons do not own this intellectual property right.
What to you would be the problem with somebody who has nothing to do with wine operating a website called Bordeaux.wine?
Actually, the issues at stake is unfair competition. If it's not Champagne region or the champagne producers that are the owners of Champagne.wine, then there could be risk of consumer deception, counterfeiting, cyber squatting, and of course, misappropriation of notoriety. So in the end, consumers will not be doing informed purchasing decisions.
So you think that there's a danger that people might end up being cheated if they log onto a site like champagne.wine, they may end up with some cheap rubbish from China?
That is a big danger, actually. And also it's a big danger for producers because it means that they're going to lose a lot of money in the end. And if consumers don't trust their products any longer, they will see less products put on the market and sold.
Say I was a passionate wine enthusiast, I wanted to sell genuine French Bordeaux online from a country outside of France. You wouldn't want me to be able to buy the internet domain Bordeaux.wine. Even so, would you?
No.
Isn't that unfair?
Actually, it's not unfair because you could create your own website called FrenchWines.wine and inside sell French Bordeaux wines, but the name Bordeaux is actually belongs to already to a group of producers. It is European law and it is also international law. That is the most important thing. The WTO protects GIs, trademarks, copyrights, patents. What we're asking for is the same rights that are given to trademarks. We're not against these extensions. In fact, we think that .wine and .vin could be amazing for business in the end. It would be a great tool for marketing. What we ask for are safeguards. We simply want safeguards for our intellectual property rights.
So what next?
The European Commission and all of the European institutions, including all member states, are backing us. We want to have the opportunity to discuss with the companies a protocol and a dispute resolution system that would allow us greater rights.
So you want now the right to be able to have your say on each particular domain name, if it comes up, if it could be sensitive. You want to be able to have the right to object and to stop it happening.
Indeed. But it's not only at European level. It's very interesting because it's a question that is also arising in the United States. Other wine associations such as Napa Valley and Long Island Wines have also contacted ICANN, explaining that it is also an issue for them.
Daniela Zandona, a spokeswoman for European wine producers. Well, one of the three companies that's applied to control .wine is Famous Four Media, based in Gibraltar. I asked its chief executive, Geir Rasmussen, what he made of the controversy.
The new top-level domain program is all about increasing competition and choice in the domain name space. And there has been a very long ongoing process. It's taken a number of years where these applications were published. There was a process to object to these applications. And we, as an operator, we are all about running these in a safe and secure manner for the global internet.
So you're saying that if the wine industry wanted to object, they've had plenty of opportunity to do so?
They have had plenty of opportunity to do so. And I can also tell you that there is currently no global consensus on these specific issues.
You're not really that bothered about wine, are you?
We are a commercial operator. And again, you know, we are about operating these things in a safe and secure, stable manner for the global internet.
But the vineyards say there's a risk that if anybody can flog these wine-related website addresses, it increases the risk of fraud. People might end up buying wine that isn't what it might claim to be. Are you sensitive to those concerns?
Rights owner protection is very important to us. We go well above and beyond what ICANN has mandated. We also have a trademark claim service which goes well beyond the 90 days that are mandated by ICANN. It goes up to 150 days. So, you know, we are all about protecting rights owners in this space.
Right, so you're saying that if you do end up getting these domains and you sell on, I don't know, Bordeaux.wine to somebody and there are objections, you say you'd listen to them?
We will follow the policies that we have in our application as mandated by ICANN, yes.
I was talking there to Geir Rasmussen, Chief Executive of Famous Four Media.